Big hand for Tribe in a Blaze coming and sitting at the front. Here they are. The next generation. Our future is in their hands. Treat them kindly. Save the basketball for after the meeting, please. Okay. There's a verse in Timothy that Paul writes to a young man called Timothy. And Timothy was an interesting guy. What's going on here, guys? Dip in there and grab a pen. Fantastic. Timothy was an interesting guy. The main thing about him was that he was young. He was also nervous. He was inclined to get ill. He had a nervous disposition, a little bit timid. But Paul, the apostle, as he went around, he'd seen in Timothy something, despite his youth, that he got Timothy into his team and he took him around with him. And I think one of the wonderful things about what God has done at New Life has been seeing the children come through right from being little babies until they become big, big boys and girls. And today we have speaking one of the biggest, Matthew. And when Paul wrote to Timothy, first of all, he prepared the churches. He said, you know, when Timothy comes, be kind to him. And he said to Timothy, don't let anybody despise your youth, but be an example of a believer. And so Matthew's speaking today. He's going to uni in about a week now, isn't it? Which is amazing. But God has done a great work in the hearts of the young people as they're moving up. And often I think, wow, some of the children have got more than I have in terms of fire in their belly, passion for God. And so we think it's really important that we give them opportunity to share with us because they have something to offer. And I know that that you all know Matt, and so there's you know, we know what he's like. We know we're in safe hands this morning. But actually, I still think it's important that we kind of switch on our receivers. I've heard what Matt's going to talk about. It's going to be great. But in our hearts, let's really receive from God. We're going to pray at the end. I think Matt wants some of the older chaps to pray. But also, he wants some of the young ones to pray. And sometimes people are reticent about letting the children pray for them. When we are on Carity Wood, supervised obviously by the adults, you know, we let the children pray for the adults as well as the adults praying for the children. Because we are the body of Christ, all of us, aren't we? And we all have something to share with one another. So I just want us to really receive something from God this morning. Shall we just pray? Just to give your legs a bit of exercise, why don't you just stand and let's pray. Father, we thank you that we are your children. We thank you that we are the body of Christ and our members in particular. We thank you, Lord, that the spiritual gifts are not limited by age, Lord. And Father, we just want to pray, Father, for Matthew this morning as he shares. Father, would you fill him with your Holy Spirit? Would you guide his mouth? Would you fill him with your words, Lord? But Father, maybe more importantly, Lord, we pray for our own hearts, Lord, that we would be good soil, that we would hear what the Spirit is saying to the church this morning. Amen.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to bring this forward. Can you just hold a second if I bring this forward? Fantastic. It's good to be here, guys. I'd love just to start off just with something that I just felt in my heart during the worship time. And have anyone seen, like, The Greatest Showman? Yeah, okay, some people have. Louise and Gavin, yes. And so it's a big musical thing, and one of the songs they sing in it, they say, all that you want, all that you need, we have it. You know, it's here. And I was just thinking, as I was worshiping, about how they kind of know nothing about what they're talking about. And, like, I was just thinking about how if we sing that, it means something so much deeper. All that we want, all that we need is here today, and we have it in God. And so there was this verse that just stood out to me in Galatians as I read it this morning, and it goes, the Lord saying to Paul, he says, my grace is sufficient. My power is made perfect in weakness. And so this morning I'm talking a tiny bit about weakness, a tiny bit about God's nearness, and I just, like, want to say that no matter how you feel today, If you feel weak, his power is kind of made perfect in our weakness. And yes, that's what we're going to start with. But I know. But what I want to go for first is a little competition. Oh, everyone loves a competition. This one's called Baselines with Matthew. Everyone's getting excited already. Fantastic. So I'm going to play for you, right, a baseline of a famous song. And I need you to then guess what song the baseline comes from, okay? How's that sound? So, let's see if I can remember this one. Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh, Dan was on that from the beginning. 1 point, 1 point for Team New Life. Good job, good job. Okay, Dan was so quick. Okay. This thing gets a bit harder now. Okay. Okay. That's it. What's that called? No? Oh, David's on it. I want you back. Yes, I do now. I want you back. Oh, baby, I want you back. Now, when I was practicing with my dad, my dad told me I had to stop because I was just going on and on with that song. I love it so much. Trying to live without your love. I gotta stop. Okay. Look, you guys are on it. Second point to Team New Life. Final one, okay? This gets a bit hard. Okay, because I thought you guys would be so good. Especially Dan, I was scared he'd be too good. Phil Crawley, I was watching out for him as well. So, anyone know about Stevie Wonder? We're not talking... We're not talking that one. We're going somewhere else. Okay, Stevie, get this one. Oh my gosh, Bebidi's on it. He goes, I wish that those days would come back once more. Oh, why did those days ever have to go out on its own? Something like that. I'm a bass player. I don't have to normally sing, so that's why. Well, good job. 3 points, Team New Life. Well done. So, for most of us, it's hard to forget a good song, right? Oh, thank you. So for most of us, I think it's hard to forget a good song. For most of us. And your songs are powerful. And when you get the words, like when I sung I Wish, when I sung I Want You Back, I think you may have, you know, got it a bit more. And so words are powerful. And I think especially in Christian songs, words are really powerful. And I recently heard a song called This Love. And one of the lines goes, this love is an everyday kind of love, and every morning I'm in it. And it's a song all about God's love. And I just thought to myself, do I believe that? No, do I actually believe that every morning when I wake up, I'm in God's love, the same God's love as I was yesterday, that he's just as close, just as faithful, just as near? Do I actually believe that? And I started questioning this. And so this morning I want to share a bit of a testimony about a journey God's brought me through, teaching me about his faithfulness, no matter how I feel. And yeah, I want to talk about how I was challenged, to be honest, to believe this faithfulness, that he's near every day. So, as many of you know, I've just come back from a gap year in Paris. I worked as an au pair for the year, looking after some kids. And in summary, it was a pretty awesome year, to be honest. And I want to just share Matt's gap year facts to kick us off. Interesting. Okay. And so my first gap year fact is the day I almost died. Sounds a bit ominous for a way to start a talk, but or should I say the day we almost died? Oh, Michelle knows what I'm talking about. Basically, imagine a beautiful Saturday morning. Michelle, Joan, James and Bradley arrived at Gare du Nord in Paris, and we were going to spend the day together. We went to the Sacré-Cœur, went to the Notre Dame, went to whatever the big square thing is. I forgot what that's called. Arc de Triomphe, that's the one. Thanks, Johnny. I was there for a year and I didn't even know the name. And we ended up by the in front of the Eiffel Tower, having a lovely lunch. Sun was shining down, And Michelle and Joan were going to take the train to get to Notre Dame. We're going to meet them there. They're going to go home. But I said, you know what? We cannot end the day there. You know what, lads? We need to rent some bikes. I saw you've seen these free bike schemes. James was very concerned that there was no helmets provided. But I assured him it'll be fine. Paris is a safe place. And so we set off along the Seine. Beautiful day. The smell of croissants in the air. Oh, wow. Ooh la la, as they say. And we're heading along. A few incidences with a few pedestrians. James had a few close shaves, but it was all fine. Headed onto the main road. There are cycle paths in Paris. I assured them. I said, we don't need helmets. There are cycle paths. We'll be safe. Then we came to a bridge. And unfortunately, the cycle paths had run out, you see. But we are sensible young men, as I'm sure you all know. And so we decided we'll wait for the red light. So no traffic's on the bridge. Across we'll go. We'll be fine. And so we wait for the red light. Light turned red. All the cars stopped. I head off. Bradley comes. James comes. We're going over the bridge. Enjoying the sights, the birds. I think the French birds sing slightly different out there. It's more of a, oh, no, 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 something like that. Wonderful, wonderful day. Unfortunately, halfway across the bridge, the lights change back to green. And you see Parisian bus drivers, they're not known for their gentle, tender-heartedness, you see. And so a Parisian bus driver came up the rear, full speed, honking his horn, went past James, a little blown a bit to the right. The wind was quite, it was a bit scary, but we were fine. Off it went, round the corner. Then I followed it round, Bradley followed it round, we were safe. Unfortunately, James was a bit further behind, you see, and another bus was coming. And Parisian bus drivers, as I said, they are known sometimes for their aggressivity. And so this one honked harder than ever before. It was honking. He was revving his engine, coming right up towards James. James made the corner, but there was a very small gap because, unfortunately, the bus was making the corner at the same time. Suffice to say, James pulled me and Bradley over to the side, got me over, said, Matthew, look me in the eye. I'm walking. So that was the end of our cycle journey, but it was a good day. It was a good day. So Matt's gap year fact number one. Matt's gap year fact number two. A little quote from my Auntie Liz. You're always eating. You know, I was offended when I heard her say this. I was offended personally. I thought, I do not sit around eating all day. I'm an active young man. I'm an au pair. Spend my days looking after kids. But she said to me this allegation that from the photos I send her, I'm always eating. And you know, so I thought I'd get a few photos up for you today. Look, first one, that's my home group. I admit there's a little bit of food there, but a home group without food is no home group at all. So I think it's understandable. And the reason I'm crying is because it was the last one. It was supposed to all be fake crying, but for someone else, like no one else did it. It was just me. So I look a bit weird. Next one, a picnic. Well, okay, picnics. Have you ever heard of a picnic without food? That'd be the lamest picnic in the world. And so I think I have a good argument that we, you know, it's okay having food there. And it was just a one-off. It was a final picnic. I think it's fine. Final image, me and David on a boat. I admit, there are two cheeky cakes there. I have no excuses. Okay, unfortunately, as you can see, my Auntie Liz was right. I was always eating. But I couldn't let her stay thinking like this. I couldn't let her stay thinking that some guy sits around eating all day, because it's not true. Just because there's photo evidence doesn't mean it's true. And so I sent her a tactical photo. A tactical photo after a day with the Hillsong workout team. I only did it once, but I sent her a photo of it. There I am, look at that. Proof that I don't sit around eating all day. So I have a final fun gap year fact. A final one. And this is actually proof of a statistical truth that's currently in France. And I was actually the tallest man in Paris. This is an officially unofficial fact. And I have proof. Like, you don't believe me, but I've taken some random members of the Parisian public on a walking excursion with Hillsongs. And I got some photos here. Look, firstly, I like to see the distance required between us, just so she doesn't have to strain her neck. Just take that in for a second. There's me and my four children. I know there's a good 2 foot height between me and the next tallest person. I love it. Look, I don't even remember being that tall. This is just ridiculous. I thought they were pretty normal height people, but, you know, there we go. What can we say? And so, you know, my gap year, 100%, best year of my life. The best year of my life. But I have to also say, it was probably the hardest year of my life so far. And because there was a season out there where I went through some really difficult times. And I want to share today what God taught me about his faithfulness in this. And yeah, straight after my holiday, I went on a gap year. No, what did I do? Straight after my gap year, I went on a holiday with my family in the south of France. And it was time to just reflect on kind of what God had done in my heart. And I actually wrote a song about kind of just expresses some of this journey that God's taken me on. And this morning, I'm going to share a few of these verses with you. And I pray that what God taught me will be helpful to you in your walks. And so just some background to the song. One night, I was lying in my bed, and it was about 3 a.m. in the morning. And I'd been feeling really, really low for like about a month or two. Really low, so empty, like an emptiness I've never felt before, so deep. And I was anxious. Then just top this all off, about 3 a.m. in the morning, I started to feel incredibly lonely, like a level of loneliness I haven't felt before. And I must have like cried for like an hour or so, just lying there. And this kind of line of this song comes out of this, and it starts by talking about God. It says, "He wrote, he holds me, and in darkness knows me. But as I lay alone with cheekbone on which tears had been freshly sown, dark tones droned and heart pains rose. Was he close?" And this kind of just summarizes this kind of emptiness, this internal struggle I was going through, this feeling of abandonment by God during this time. But you know, I find it encouraging that the psalmists, they talk about facing a similar struggle. And so I love we just look at Psalm 42, 9, 11. It says, "I say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Why, my soul, you downcast? Why so disturbed within me?" But you know, I feel like feelings sometimes try to tell us that God has abandoned us. And the devil can oppress us and leave our soul just feeling downcast and disturbed. But you know, I love what the psalmist says at the end of verse 11. He goes on to say, "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." And you know, he tells his downcast soul what to do. He tells his soul to put its hope in God. Then he speaks truth into his own life. He tells his soul that God is his Savior. And then he chooses to praise even though he feels like mourning. You know, when I was in Paris, I lived just on the outskirts, actually, in a place called Clamart. It took me a while to learn how to pronounce that, Clamart. And my home group, my connect group, was in the south. And so it was a good 1 hour journey to get there. Here's a little Google Maps. Look at that, the classic 189, 183 bus, 89 bus, 12, line 12, line 6, 10 minute walk. So 52 minutes in total. On a Wednesday night, after looking after the kids for 7 hours, because they don't have school the second part of the day, you don't fancy going to that prayer meeting. I mean, that connect group, 52 minutes. And you get home about 1 a.m. I wasn't feeling that one. But my home group, this is my family. You know, this is where I got my encouragement from. This is where I got spiritually refreshed. And so I knew it would be so worth putting in the effort. And you know, my body was telling me, you know, you don't feel like doing this. But I knew it would be worth putting the effort. And I felt like similarly, as I was lying alone at 3 a.m., my feelings were saying that God isn't there. I knew effort was required to go against everything telling me, do what the psalmist says, yet I will praise him. And to remind myself of truth, and I realized that I'd have to need to do this if I wanted to get through. And so the next verse of this song includes some of the promises I hung to during this time. And it says, "All I clung to were promises of never leaving or forsaking us, and consistency for eternity, whether I'd be distant or be deserty. Although I felt alone, my heart fought the groan. With mustard seed faith, I'm the Spirit's home. My body the temple where the living God dwells. In every season an ocean swell, and his letter was signed Emmanuel." And today I just want to focus on three verses that I put in this. These three verses made me sure that God will never leave me. They made me sure, they made me certain that no matter how I feel, or my feelings are telling me, God will not abandon me. And so I just hope that these verses are going to encourage you guys today and give you an even stronger heart knowledge, this real knowledge that God won't leave. So I'd like to kick it off with a question though. Boom. Some of God's names from the Bible. Anyone got some names from the Bible for God? El Shaddai. Whoa. Any others? Emmanuel. Pat's on it. Well done. Thank you, Pat. Emmanuel, I was going to give the clue. It's to do with Christmas. But yeah. Emmanuel, fantastic. When I was with Nick the other day, Nick was just reading off all these crazy Hebrew ones I'd never heard before. And I was like, yep, I'm sure you're right, Nick. Yep, totally. That one. I love that one. I'm looking for Emmanuel. The reason I love this one is because the verse, it goes, Matthew 1:23, they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. That was my first verse that made me sure God's with me no matter how I feel. Because his very name is God with us. That's one of his very names. Oh my gosh, that encouraged me so much. And just like, what security then? I can remind myself that my Emmanuel, my God with us, is with me no matter how I feel. Second verse. Okay, so this next one, I titled this one very nicely, Together Forever. Bit cliche, but I like that one. And so this one is a bit of the mind-blowing moment. This is the one that got me next level up. John 14:16-20. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. So that starts pretty awesomely. The Holy Spirit with you forever. Forever, that's a long time. And I was thinking, I don't feel this morning God's with me, but you know what? Forever's good. Forever includes today. That's awesome. But the next part, that's what really got me. The next part describes some crazy multi-dimensional relationship we're in, where I'm in Jesus, Jesus in me, and Jesus in the Father. It's like we're so interlinked. How could we ever get separated? Like when I wake up some mornings and I feel maybe I've fallen out of this relationship, maybe God's taken steps back, maybe he's gone a bit. We are so deeply interlinked. This thing can't just by accident you fall out of it. So that one really got me, that second verse. That made me sure, this security that I'm in God no matter how I feel. So, Emmanuel, God with us, in us in him, forever. So that blew my mind, that one. I was like, this is awesome. But this final one, I titled The Mic Drop Moment. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to drop the mic. Phil will get angry at me if I drop the mic. He's looking at me. This final one, I read this one, and when I read this, I was given such security to my heart. Because basically, each time I read one of these verses, another question came into my head, like, okay, but what about this? What about this? What about if you know, just all these, a tiny bit more doubt about what it means God to be near. Yeah, maybe he's with me, but is he always in me? Is he, just all these things. And then every time I found another verse, and I just looked into this, and this is the verse that got me totally. I was like, okay, I'm sure God is with me no matter what I feel now. And so this is the big one. It's the one I love. This is Psalm 139:7-12. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? I want to say that again. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. You know, Father, I just want to thank you so much that you are there when we don't feel you. Thank you so much that you are, we cannot go anywhere from your spirit. We cannot flee from your presence. Thank you that you are Emmanuel. You are God with us forever. God in us forever. Us in you. Hallelujah. And you know, so he's Emmanuel. He's God with us. He's God in us. Us in him forever. And we can't get away. I love that. What security. And I love how it just then goes on and on. On and on. It says, there's a laser on this thing somewhere. Oh, I love it. So in the highs, you are there. In the lows, you are there. In the faraways, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. So in the lows of life, when I feel so down, his right hand holds me fast. I'm secure. In the highs of life, when I go up to the heavens, when I'm feeling just in God's presence, worshiping, praising, he's there. That really helped me, especially that first one. And so my prayer today for you is just as I was lying in bed at 3 a.m. feeling utterly alone and God's promises told me otherwise, my prayer is that these promises and maybe any other ones you have close in your heart, they'd really give you a heart knowledge. So, because I think we all know God's with us. We all know he's with us. But sometimes, in some moments, we feel, our feelings tell us, why, God, my rock, have you forgotten me? And so my prayer is really that you guys would know with all surety, deeply in your heart, that God is with you no matter what you feel. That you'd be encouraged and equipped in areas of your life, in times when you feel he might have wandered. And so I'd love to finish off today just by kind of summarizing this whole journey by just sharing with you this song that I wrote. And yeah, just, you know, the word's going to be on the screen. I think Phil's going to take control. And feel free to read the words. Feel free to close your eyes. Feel free to whatever you feel. But please ask God if you want to speak something afresh to you today through this. Before I start, I'm just going to pray. I'm just going to say, Lord, I pray that you would come and meet with us in a new way. I pray that you would give us absolute security and surety that you're with us no matter how we feel. I pray that you would come and overflow in our hearts right now with a surety that you are God with us forever. We thank you. What a good God you are. Hallelujah. Yeah, so feel free just to close your eyes or to read the words. But I put a lot of time into just trying to base this whole song on just Bible verses, just being filled with Bible verses. And so it's packed a lot of promises. This love is an everyday kind of love. Every morning I'm in it. This love is an everyday kind of love. Every evening I'm in it. We dine together every night, and each morn we talk as sun does rise. But this morn I couldn't see my Lord. Yet I have known this feeling of distance before. So I turn to love letters he did record, a treasury of the promises that for me he stored. Though emotionally I felt him far, through his 139th, he hugged my heart. You go before and behind, you hem me in. And upon my head lies your hand of blessing. From your spirit, where can I flee? In height and depth, your hand will guide me. In height and depth, your hand will guide me. Whoa, this love is an everyday kind of love. Every morning I'm in it. Thank you, Lord. This love is an everyday kind of love. Every evening I'm in it. He holds me, in darkness knows me, but as I lay alone with cheekbone on which tears had been freshly sown, dark tones droned and heart pains rose. Was he close? All I clung to were promises of never leaving or forsaking us, and consistency for eternity, whether it be distant or be deserty. Although I felt alone, my heart fought the groan, with musty faith at my spirit's home, my body the temple where the living God dwells. In every season, an ocean swell. And his letter was signed Emmanuel. The Lord is near, so I won't fear. 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 The Lord is near. I'd like to ask the band to come up. That's okay. We're just going to have a time of ministry now. And what we're going to do is we're going to take time really just to ask the Lord to
give us more surety. Because he is Emmanuel. He is God with us, whether you feel him or not. In the far side of the sea, in the heights, in the depths. So if you feel this morning that you want more surety, you want your heart to have a surety, whether you feel or not, that God is near, I'd like to ask that in a minute we're going to ask you to come forward for prayer. And could a blaze come forward? Could the elders come forward? Any elders who feel up for it? Could they come forward now? And what we're going to do is we're going to get these guys to pray for you, anyone. So if just one person comes up for prayer, that's fine. You're going to have all these people to pray for you. So I'd like to ask you now, we're going to sing over this song a few more times. And feel free during the chorus, join in, sing, because this is truth. And during the verses, claim the promises in them for yourself. Yeah, so come forward, anyone who wants prayer now, come forward.
Hey, I'm looking for rejoice. It's in there somewhere. We have to get a lot through a lot of verses before we get to rejoice, which is my favorite bit. It's great to see some visitors here this morning. We're going to have a fantastic time. A little clue to our speaker this morning is you can tell from where the microphone is that it's not me speaking. Everything's like a little bit higher. So all will be revealed later. We're gonna start by really praising God and fixing our eyes on Him. Shall we stand? The chorus of this song starts with this incredible word, rejoice. And rejoice is a very Christian word. It means really the ability to give thanks to God, even when things are difficult. And in any group of people, there's going to be at least one person that's going through something. So in our difficulties and the things that occupy our minds, maybe it's just your massive things to do list. It could be some pain, some sickness you're going through. It could be something you're really worried about. It's so good to rejoice. You know, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. If we have nothing else we can rejoice in, maybe we don't think we can even rejoice in our circumstances, we can rejoice in the Lord, because Jesus has died for us, lived for us, shed his blood for us, and he is there today in heaven for us, and he is here with us. So he is the one that we are rejoicing in. So when we get to that rejoice bit, let's really rejoice in him this morning. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for being with us this morning. Thank you for church. Thank you for one another. Thank you that you are interested in us, Lord, and you want to be with us this morning and speak to us and help us to move forward. Thank you, Lord, that you daily bear our burdens. And Lord, we want to cast our burdens on you this morning. We want to give you our things to do list and our worry list. And we want to fix our eyes on Jesus. Would you help us today, Lord, to fix our minds and our thoughts on you as we sing this wonderful song this morning, and help us to rejoice. Lord, you said if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. And Lord, we believe that. And we expect that, Lord, that as we draw near in our hearts to you today, we will sense you, Lord, drawing near to us. Pat, you wanted to give us a brief, a short, sweet bit of encouragement, is that right?
Good morning. On Tuesday morning, I went to work and I was feeling really sick. So I continued to go to work, and by 12 o'clock, I said to my supervisor, I really need to go home. I couldn't do any more. I was really sick. So when I went to sleep for three or four hours, woke up about 5:30, thought, prayer meeting tonight. Don't really want to go. So I thought, God, give me a little prod. You're going to prayer meeting. So went to prayer meeting, bumped into Matthew. Said, Matthew, he says, how's my day gone? Said, not really good, been sick. Pray for me. And felt good really using the Holy Spirit. And as the prayer meeting went on, my headache went and my sickness went. And it's just like, thank God for what he does. But another thing happened later on in the week. It's only a short one, right? So Friday I was at church, and at work, and lunchtime I always get a latte and a muffin. And they think that might be strange. So I went to the Costa in the station, so I went to get my... I was about to pay for it, and the guy said, no, the coffee's free, and could you charge a muffin to get me the muffin free? And it's like God was providing me, and I thank God for what he did for me, and I think we should thank God even more, and it just really encouraged that if you need to be prayed about something, find someone to pray with you, because God can heal you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. It's those little kindnesses sometimes are so special, aren't they? Yeah. It's not just getting the free coffee, is it? No, it's amazing. We're going to sing a new song that David's going to teach us. We're also taking the offering. So for those of you that are new, we have this wonderful red bucket here. If you're a visitor and you'd like to give something, then do feel free. And we tend to just come forward and give during this last song. If you're a taxpayer and you don't know this, you can grab an envelope at the back, pop your money in there, and the government kindly gives us a little bit of it back. So we're going to praise the Lord. And David, you asked me to bring flags, didn't you? Why did you do that? I've got them.
Okay, they're over there.
There, I think.
Because this next song, we're going to be declaring God's death and resurrection. And the song's called All Hail King Jesus, which means all praise King Jesus. And so I thought, Mercy suggested it to me. But I think it's really appropriate because we can just be declaring God's goodness. And waving the flags isn't just fun. It's also, you know, we're praising him. We're waving a banner of his goodness. And so here's the flag. So, Philippa, if anyone wants a flag, please put your hand up.
Can I just say with the children, I see one or two children getting the younger ones. We're thrilled that you want to have a flag. But anyone in flame over there with a flag? Okay? You need to be very careful with those potential weapons. And why do we have these flags, David? What's the idea?
It's a banner of God's love, his goodness, we're proclaiming
So we're waving them to Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe one or two of the flame helpers on Yaker might just supervise some of the younger ones, Monica. But we're going to celebrate. Can I also suggest that actually the first part of this song, we hurriedly give our offerings and then we get going with the flags. What do you think? Let's stand, shall we?
Before we start, I just want to say, because it's a new song and you're not very familiar with it, if you want to, just listen. Just allow God to speak to you through this song, and you'll probably pick it up as we go.
Continue this service. Continue to show your presence. Amen. Let's just welcome one another to God's presence. I wanted to turn around to the next person and just welcome them to a lovely service.
That was beautiful. Thank you. I could hear it from everywhere I was. It was good. Thank you. Awesome. The last one was the best.
Yeah?
The last one. I loved it.
Fantastic. Thank you. Say the best for last day.
Yes. Okay, sorry. Okay. But okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's grab our seats now. After.
Okay, guys. I know we really, John's really started something here.
Thank you very much. Let's just share the notices. I would like to welcome everyone worshiping with us for the first time. Thank you for coming. And I want to thank everyone for attending as usual. There is someone that just hasn't been here for a couple of weeks that is in our service this morning. Shall we just welcome Pastor Paul Hickman? As usual, we have our prayer meetings continuing on Tuesdays at 7:30. Yes, Highgate Road Chapel. But before I actually said that, I was going to say something else. I just want to encourage us, if we have time on Tuesday, to try and come and pray. Last week, I called Pastor Nick. I was at work when there was an incident that required the attention of the police and the ambulance service in my office. It was that bad. And I picked up my phone and I rang Pastor Nick. I said, I don't think I'll be able to make it for prayers this evening. But I couldn't speak anymore because there was a lot going on. But I said in my heart, I said, Lord, I want to be in this prayer meeting. I want to pray. I have issues I want to deal with. I need to get to this prayer meeting. And usually I leave work at about 3:34. But on that day, I was still at work at 6 p.m. It was that difficult. And as soon as I had about 5-6 minutes break, I went to a corner and I said, the Lord, please, please, please help me. I want to leave now. And my consultant just came into the room and said, oh, Mr. Haruna, you've been here all day. You can leave now. Not only that, we have also booked a taxi to take you to the train station so you can go home. It's impossible for your consultants to pay your taxi fare. They can advise you to take a taxi, but to put her hands in her pocket and say, I'll pay for the fare for you to take you to the train station so you can get home early enough. It shows that God is interested in whatever I was going to do. And I was only going to pray. And this week is going to be a special week because the international service is coming up next Sunday. So on Tuesday, we will be praying for the international service. We will be praying also for, yes, that's the flyer for the international service. I will get Pastor Nick to speak in a few minutes. We'll be praying for our young ones, our youth who are going to university. People like Matthew Hickman. We'll be praying for them on Tuesday as well. Also, something very wonderful happened sometime this week. Where is James Crawley? Yes, please hop up and tell us about what happened.
Hello. So if any of you guys have Instagram, follow the church Instagram. It is at newlifechurch_London. Follow it. Yeah, it's very good.
I was at work when my iPhone just bleeped. Says you've got your friend has joined the new, has followed somebody new. And I says, whoa, what's that? And behold, it was New Life. And I before I could join, I must tell you, there were like 11 other people who had joined. I don't know how they found out about it, but I was the 12th person, which was a good thing. If you have Instagram, even if you're an old school, it doesn't matter, like me, you can still join and follow the Instagram. If you have friends, you can get them to follow what we're doing in this place. And I believe the experience will be great. Let me now get Pastor Nick to tell us about the international service.
Thanks, John. This is all too high for me. Yeah, so this will be the final announcement of our international day. And because it's actually happening next Sunday, in case you hadn't twigged. There is one little detail on there that you might not have noticed. Top left-hand corner, Sunday the 23rd of September at 11 a.m. Now, I was very tempted not to mention this so that we would have people at least half an hour early to help. But I'm being kind to you. Because actually the reason for that, there are two reasons for that, is one, so that our visitors, who may not be quite as good at getting up on a Sunday morning as we are, have a little bit more time, but also so that we do actually have time to come and help set up. Is Becky here? There she is at the back. Give us a wave. So Becky, who is wonderfully creative, we've ordered our multicoloured crepe paper and various things to decorate the hall. Becky also suggested that I go online and get these little babies. They are little mini blackboards, and the reason for these is so that we can actually say what people are eating, because apparently our food is so multifarious and unusual looking that people are a little bit nervous about eating some of it. So each dish will have a little blackboard saying what they're going to eat. So that's just a little touch. But the main thing is that there is actually food for them to eat. This is just some of the things that we can do, okay? If you're wondering, what can I do for International Day? The first thing is that you can invite friends. How many people have already invited a friend to International Day? Yep, there's a few hands going up there, which is great. But just think and pray about, is there somebody, because it's such a fun time. It's very easy to invite people. It's very easy for people to come along and enjoy church. Secondly, we could do some help setting up, particularly Becky, but there'll be quite a lot of extra setting up next Sunday. The third thing is food. Who likes food? Food is nice, twice as nice. So we want twice as much food, okay? Because we'll have a lot of people. We invite all our ECOS friends, and they will be coming. Some of them will come for the whole service. Some of them will be coming just for the food and just to talk. So bring lots of lovely food. And the second to last thing is be friendly. I know we're all friendly people, but we've got to be extra friendly because there'll be visitors to talk to, and particularly there will be the ECOS guests, some of whom they just love talking, but a little bit nervous. So as people come in, be welcoming, and don't just talk to them. Maybe find them somebody else to talk to as well. And then finally, and perhaps most importantly, pray. Let's really pray. We've got some wonderful things happening. Louise, again, is organizing the international reading. The kids are doing a drama. The band have got some amazing songs. We've got this incredible food. But unless Jesus comes and touches everything that we do, then it will be a bit of a waste of time, wouldn't it? So let's pray this week. Maybe think of praying every day. God, pour out your spirit. Bless the things that we're doing on International Day. Thank you for being so patient. Before the children go out, just one thing to mention is that sunbeams are going out and flame are going out, but Tribe and Ablaze are staying in. We've got kind of notebooks and things. Michelle would like all the Tribe guys to come and sit at the front. And Ablaze are going to stick in as well, because we have a very special speaker who will be announced in a moment. So, sunbeams, flame, if you want to go out now, that would be great.
Oh, sorry.